New Delhi and the surrounding area saw record-breaking air pollution over the weekend. The city's government has declared a public health emergency and imposed restrictions on the use of vehicles. Until November 15th, cars with odd numbers on their tags drive one day and cars with even numbers the next day. People who try to drive into Delhi on Monday with registration tags ending in an odd number were stopped.
I did not know that the odd-even rule was starting from today. I came to Delhi for some work last night and I was returning home. When I saw the signs, I tried to escape quickly, but I was caught. I won't make the same mistake again.
Flights have been delayed or cancelled at Delhi's Indira Gandhi International Airport, and authorities have also shut area schools and ordered all construction work to stop in an effort to slash pollution.
Here at the airport, we are facing difficulty breathing. There's a burning sensation as if someone had put chili pepper in my eyes.
Health officials warned that everyone is at risk of serious health effects. People venturing into the streets donned breathing masks, as residents of Chinese capital Beijing used to have to do. A tourist from China visiting India's mausoleum Taj Mahal, more than 300 kilometers south of New Delhi, encountered a hazy sight.
We landed here on Friday, and it was pretty bad. It was hard to look outside. We see that it's swinging a lot. So last night, we stayed in Delhi. Last night, it was actually pretty good, and we could see very far. But then again, this morning, it was pretty bad again.
20 years ago, China's capital, Beijing, was one of the world's most polluted cities due to widespread coal combustion and motor vehicle traffic. But then the government adopted systematic and intensive measures to improve the air quality. Today, residents of Beijing and other big Chinese cities can walk out without breathing masks, and there are plans for continued improvements. Much of the reduction in pollutants came from measures to control coal-fired boilers, provide cleaner domestic fuels, and industrial restructuring. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.